Okay, so is everybody back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi.
So we'll start with announcements. Are there any announcements?
Is Bruce Moravcik or Peg Steffen on the line today?
Say that again?
Are Bruce Moravcik or Peg Steffen on the line today?
I haven't heard them come on.
No, I haven't either.
Okay, the reason I'm mentioning it is that we just released the details and we're announcing, I think you may have seen through the listserv, the regional climate change education workshops. I just posted all of them on climate.gov and Teaching Climate. So the St. Petersburg, Seattle, Washington, Boulder, and Silver Spring, Maryland, all of them are up there with all the details, how to register. So, you know, if Scott, I hear you.
Yeah.
You got one in your backyard there.
I just made a note of it.
Yeah. So all the details of who the point of contacts are, where, when, and all that stuff. The first one that's coming up is actually in Seattle on the 23rd and 24th. So that's coming up right quick.
That sounds good.
And each one has a different ceiling on the registration number. And for the Seattle one, for example, it is, 40 participants. So, one is 100 and the lowest is 30. But that's the big announcement for today. And this is all part of what we announced back in December as part of the climate education and literacy initiative. So this is our fulfilling a commitment. Always
good
to meet your commitment. There you go.
Any other announcements?
Not yet for me.
Okay. Want to remind everybody that we are still coordinating the climate literacy sessions for AGU. I think I've gotten emails out to most of the people that have volunteered to convene. There's two sessions in which we're still trying to identify additional conveners, and that's in higher education and in informal science. So if you know anybody that would like to participate in organizing those, let me know. And we'll see. But I think we actually have enough to at least have two people be conveners. I'd just like to have a few more. So that's the other announcement. Any other announcements?
I was just going to add, as part of our new teacher engagement campaign here at the National Center for Science Education, we're adding to our blog, which if folks haven't gone to yet, it's just ncse.com/blog. We're going to have a whole series called In the Classroom, where we're going to feature different teaching materials and activities and videos. And we just had one last week where we featured some materials by ACE and Cal Academy on ocean acidification. So folks have, new resources that they want dispersed. Certainly they're welcome to send them our way, and we can include them in our weekly blog.
Okay, great. Thanks. So we just send the ideas to you?
Sure. Yep. Just me. I'm fine.
Okay, great. Any other announcements? Okay. Well, if not, then we'll move on to the presentation for today. We have Johanna Bozois. And she is Associate Director of Education for the Earth Day Network, and she's been working really hard to put together the Climate Education Week, which is the topic of her presentation today. So with that, Johanna, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Tamara. So Earth Day Network recently released our toolkit for K-12 educators to kick off our inaugural Climate Education Week. And Climate Education Week will take place from April 18th through 25th. It was developed really to act as an educational prop so that educators across the United States could teach climate change to their students and engage and empower them to make them, today's climate educated leaders. This is a toolkit, online free toolkit that educators can tap into throughout that week and then beyond. So, and it's at www.climateeducationweek.org. And the toolkit provides teachers with a week's worth of lesson plans, lots of short videos. There are a few contests, which I can get into a little bit later. We have a big emphasis on service learning projects, as well as, obviously, Earth Day action ideas, because right in the middle of Climate Education Week is Earth Day. These lesson plans are most all aligned with NGSS and CCS, and many of them actually coming from the Clean Collection, which is really, really exciting. In addition, we are also releasing a free online iTextbook that will be called The Story of Climate Change, and it's geared towards middle school students. And that will actually be announced at the National Mall on April 18th at our large-scale event based in D.C. After that, you'll be able to find it on iTunes and the Apple Store, and it is compatible with both iMacs and PCs. It goes into both the impacts and solutions related to climate change, and there are really, really cool interactive components where students can play with graphs, they can watch GIFs of glaciers falling, and there are even quizzes that they can take on vocabulary. So kind of moving on here, I put a couple screenshots of what the actual website looks like just to give you guys an idea. Each day starts out with a small description on the day's theme related with a video that we feel really encapsulates that theme. Many of these videos also come from the Clean Collection. We also have some amazing pieces from Connect for Climate's youth documentary competition that recently happened. It's made by students that are youth between the ages of 15 and 25, so very pertinent. In addition, we have a cool digital short called Ocean Maker that's set in the future that talks to desertification and could be a very cool learning tool as well. Each day has an age range from K to 4, 5th through 8th, and 9th through 12th, with very specific lesson plans appropriate for that age group. For instance, we have a climate bingo game featured for grades K through 4, and then a UN policy recommendation discussion for mitigating climate change for the 9th through 12th, just to give you a flavor of what the difference in levels looks like. Moving on to the daily schedule, there are 8 different themes from Saturday, April 18th through Saturday, April 25th. Saturday, because it is a weekend, it's really about getting students outdoors. There are all kinds of lesson plans that connect students with their outdoor surroundings. On Sunday, we are encouraging students to submit to our contest. The submissions are not due until May 1st, so there is a little bit of time there. There are, depending on the age group, there's a poster competition, short story, and journalism. In addition, students may enter as either individuals or groups. On Monday, we're digging into climate change basics. And then following up on Tuesday, looking at the anthropogenic causes of climate change. Wednesday is Earth Day, so a very important one to us, though all the days are important. And we'll be really focusing in on service learning projects that day. So, and then Thursday, we launch into solutions when we're looking in particular that day at renewable energy. And so there are some very fun, cool activities related to that and opening students' minds to the different types of renewable energy. And Friday, we look at the green job opportunities and different ways that we are shaping a more green economy and how students can already be a part of that. And then lastly, we have Saturday, April 25th, which we called Reading Green. And that really is to give, you know, libraries a chance to interact with Climate Education Week and allow them to pick out specific books that are related to the climate change issue and solutions. So to get back a little bit to Earth Day, which is April 22nd on Wednesday this year, so smack dab in the middle, we have a list of actions on that day that students can participate in. And this is everything from hosting an ACE assembly to implementing energy efficiency action plans in their school. So there's a wide variety, even something that as easy of a lean-in as counting a carbon footprint. So there's a range that teachers can interact with our educators. We obviously believe at Earth Day Network that students are critical players in the environmental future, and we think that this hopefully will give educators the tools that they need to implement something on Earth Day, and hopefully that will go beyond that day as well. We have our Billion Acts of Green website, as you'll see a snapshot of that on the PowerPoint, and we've reached over a billion acts of green right now, and we are moving forward to 2 billion acts of green and trying to reach that target by Paris. And we encourage all educators and everyone involved on Earth Day to record their acts of green and become part of this, as we call it, global referendum on the environment. So that's kind of the encapsulation of the toolkit. I wanted to take a couple more seconds for those people who are located in D.C., because we have some really, really cool things coming up. And I can send a flyer with a list of them after I get off this call. There are some really cool educational exhibitors on the National Mall on Friday, April 17th, including NASA and Connect for Climate, which is a piece of the World Bank, has something called the Magic Garden. This is an educational opportunity for really any age, but we found that middle schoolers really connect with, especially the NASA event. And then we also are having our, as I mentioned earlier, our large-scale event on the National Mall on April 18th from 11 to 7. It will also be live streamed for anyone interested. There are going to be very cool politicians and organizations and companies making really sweeping commitments to climate. We encourage any and all to come or watch via YouTube. And then lastly, we have NASA at Union Station on April 21st and 22nd, where students can also come and chat with astronauts and check out the Hyperwall. So if you know any school groups that are interested in coming to any of this programming, feel free to reach out to me. We are coordinating field trips. We already have about 800 students participating, which is very, very cool. So to kind of finish up, I really want to give a quick shout-out to my amazing advisory board that have been truly incredible in bringing this together and supporting me and Earth Day Network. That includes Frank from NOAA and Josh Meyerman from DOE, Lynn Chambers from NASA, Leah Kuspa from ACE, and, of course, Tamara from TURC. So I really, really appreciate everyone's help, and I hope that I can answer any questions that people may have now about the toolkit, how it can be used, any types of outreach that we have done, and anything that will really help educators utilize this in the best way possible. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Johanna. Are there any questions?
This is Scott. I'm just curious whether is the toolkit actually the website, or is there actually downloadable materials?
So what it is it's online completely. It is the website itself, and then that website will take you to, if you click on one of the buttons that relates to a specific lesson plan, it will take you to the site associated, or it will download it, either way, depending on the partner's resource.
Excellent. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And are all the events that you talked about in D.C., are those connected more explicitly to Earth Day or to Climate Education Week or to both?
I think to both is what I would say. I think that we're putting this all under an umbrella of learning, and I think that the National Mall is a critical place where we are all coming together to educate ourselves, and there are just really, really cool educational opportunities there.
So on the 17th and 18th, is that that's just a two-day event, or are they two explicitly different events?
They're actually, so the 18th is the large-scale event where we're anticipating 250,000 people coming, and, you know, we'll have no doubt an usher up on the stage, and that's when all the commitments will happen. But as we call it, the activation area, the educational opportunities will be open to students and anyone on the National Mall to come and participate in these very, very awesome exhibits. There, NASA, I know, has a lot of great interactive pieces to their exhibit, and Alcantara Connect for Climate. There, it's actually all made out of net zero material, or the process in making the material is completely net zero, and it has a suede feeling, and they've made an entire magic garden, and they're talking about their Action for Climate videos as well there.
Great.
So one of the questions I have in this is that the NASA is a key partner in our space, but the kind of the connection between the climate education and the climate day, you know, the
mm-hmm.
global citizens, you know, it's not clear how we could coordinate that better. We had tried, Department of Energy, NOAA, and EPA tried to get together to put an exhibit together.
Right.
I guess we're too late. But is there a way to kind of connect the dots a little bit more with the on-the-ground space? Because NASA is just one piece of the architecture for climate education.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And that's something that I will have to take to Global Citizen, our partner, and see if there's any way that we could incorporate you, because I absolutely agree with you. Let me check into that, and feel free to just send me a note afterwards to remind me, because
sure.
I can see if there's any way that we can have you guys interacting as well.
Because one of the dynamics that, you know, given that worked in the interagency space for quite some time, is the, you know, each agency is comfortable kind of going to a different part of the climate challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to have EPA and energy, you get the solution space, which is really where most
right.
people are pivoting to.
Right.
And NASA is not very comfortable with the solution space.
Mm-hmm.
So it could get awkward for them when people keep on saying, what are we going to do to solve this? And they keep on saying, that's not us.
Right.
I'm just trying to help my fellow agencies out on them. You know, if you're feeling where things are in the nation, things are moving very rapidly beyond it's a problem.
Right. No, yeah. I agree. Yeah. I very much agreed.
You know.
Well,
so it's a challenge. And so that's it. And then the other piece is I sent you some ideas and links, and I sent it to the rest of the advisory board this morning.
Yes,
trying to think
I saw
through
that.
How would we, you know what I mean? How would we connect to some of the other wider initiatives so that they could go deeper if somebody chose to?
Yes, I actually plan to implement those today so that there is that deeper aspect so that people can move forward. Absolutely.
So one thing we may want to do is, Tamara, I guess maybe you might want to look at that and decide how we want to go between cleanet.org and climate.gov. I went with the climate.gov links, but you may want to think about which way you want to go, because we seem to be maybe sending people in different directions. Whichever way we want to do it, that's
fine. You mean with respect to amendments? So explain I'm not sure what you mean. We're sending people in different directions with respect to what?
So if you go to the current page, say on like the Monday page, sometimes the links go to a clean page, and I just sent a bunch of links that would go to the clean content in climate.gov, and I think we just probably should have a consistent way of doing that. So maybe we should just, you should look at the email I sent this morning.
Okay.
And weigh in.
All right.
Perfect.
The other thing I would suggest is that potentially on the Earth Day website page, if there could be a link to the Climate Education Week and from Climate Education Week back to the Earth Day page, that might help some traffic also.
Yeah, of course. I will absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so also on the Earth Day 2015 page, there is a specific button that will take you right to Climate Education Week. So I'll make sure that it also links back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I went there and I didn't see it. So. Okay.
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Well, the thing is it should be obvious. So that's what I'm.
Right. Yeah. Of
course. Shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah. No, agreed. Agreed.
You know, just one other thought. You know, I noticed at the top of the page, there's a image with snows. I think we might. I don't know. You know, I've got a thing with ice and snow in climate change. Because one of the challenges a lot of people think is that it's a far away, distant, you know, kind of Arctic change thing as opposed to. Where they are right now, right here, right now, kind of thing.
Right.
And so I personally try and stay away from ice and snow because it's easy to kind of make it somewhere else, someone else. You know, it only affects the polar bears kind of thing.
Right.
Just a thought.
Okay. I will take that into consideration, definitely.
This is Roberta Burns in Kentucky. I apologize if you already just discussed this. I had to step away for a second. But I noticed that the story of climate change, grades 5 through 8, the link is not working to that.
So that has that will be officially released on April 18th, in which case it will then be ready for dissemination.
Thanks.
Yes, and I'll make sure to let people know when that is up and running.
And one other thing, you mentioned that they were going to link these to the Next Generation Science Standards on the main page. Are you still working on that in the background? And how are you thinking of doing
that? Oops, sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, so you had mentioned in your presentation that, you know, that this would meet, the way you say it on the main page, it would help you meet the Next Generation Science Standards and Common Core, but you don't actually do the linking beyond that. Is that right?
Right. So most of the places have, when you go to the link themselves, it then has the associated NGSS for that particular lesson plan.
Maybe.
I will double check that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, some of them do, and some of them maybe don't. Like, I found one that looks like it's got correlations in it, but I'm a non-formal educator, so I don't understand the acronyms at all.
All right, well, yeah, I'll absolutely double-check that and make sure that we are on point.
You know, I think one way to think about it is if you leave it the way it is, and, you know, it just helps you without actually saying that the links are there. It might be the best way because, I mean, I know the clean resources don't have the linking yet because we're still working on that. It won't be until the fall that we have that done.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that most of them are coming from the clean collection or from our stuff is definitely has the correlations, as does PBS. They have a few in there that do have the correlation. So, yes. That might be a way to go as well, considering time frame.
Exactly. So, I'm sorry, I'm just keeping a roll in here, but do you feel like you guys are going to get a lot of, do you think that the web traffic is going to be high for your event? I mean, this is a pretty big deal for you guys.
Right. Yeah, no, this is definitely a big deal for us. We've already seen quite a few. We've seen a really positive reaction from our outreach efforts. There, a lot of people are really starting to talk about it, people on Twitter, and as well as it's been put in a lot of newsletters, and it seems to be getting out to people, which is really, really exciting for us, and I hope that it is for the people who are also involved. And we really, awesome. I hope that it'll be something that people feel they can use effectively.
In addition, we also. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, in addition, we do have a Google Analytics on it, so we will be able to keep track of those numbers and see how many unique users are coming to the site to give us an idea of how many people at least were exposed to the resource and could use it maybe beyond, if not at Climate Education Week into the future.
It will be interesting to see if during that week our analytics increase it significantly
at
all.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly where I was going. So I guess one other question is that during the event on the 18th, will there be anybody speaking about the emphasis on climate education and connecting to the week at the live event?
Yes. So there will be there is going to be the release of the iTextbook, which is incorporated into Climate Education Week, and so I will be speaking to Climate Education Week on the stage, and I think it will be pretty. It should blast it out, and the URL will be thrown out there, and I think it should be a great moment, and hopefully more people will learn about it, because that will also be live streamed through YouTube. So
another thing is that we should make the point, Johanna, that you really want everybody who's on this call and on the Clean Network to disseminate the advertising of all of this to all of their networks.
Yeah.
So please move it forward. Don't just keep it in your own email box.
Yes, exactly. And anyone who wants further information, I am happy to answer any questions. We have media toolkits. If there's anything you need, just let us know.
Awesome.
Okay, are there other questions? I understand you need to leave.
I have to hop onto another call. I have another webinar that I need to go be a part of. It's a fun but hectic time of year over here, but I really appreciate you all taking the time to chat with me and hopefully make Climate Education Week a success and make it better, and that is always, always appreciated. If you guys do, Tamara, I'm not sure if you need someone on. I do have my colleague here that could jump on the phone and answer further questions.
The question is, are there other questions that people would people like to? If somebody's there, that's easy. Otherwise, I think that we can just continue the conversation ourselves, unless somebody has a particular question that you think somebody might be helpful.
Yeah, and feel free, anyone who does, something pops into their brain, happy to hear it. So.
Hi, this is Joanna. Hello?
Oh, yep.
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Joanna Mount Stanford with the Forest Service. Are any government agencies involved in this other than NASA? I'm going to try to stimulate
NASA,
some interest.
Yeah, so we have worked pretty closely with representatives on our advisory board from NOAA, DOE, and NASA. And I think that I spoke with someone at the National Forest Service. Yeah, and you're from the National Park Service, Joanna?
National Forest Service.
Oh, National Forest Service. Okay. I believe I spoke with your colleague quickly, and she connected me via your Climate Change Live. or to your Climate Change Live piece. But if you have anything in particular that you would be interested in interacting with us about, feel free to send me an email.
Well, I will. And one of them is we just released our, if you were at, were you at the Environmental Justice Conference?
I was not, no.
Oh, okay. We just launched our Woodsy Climate Change poster, Woodsy Owl.
Oh.
So I was going to send you a copy of it and see if there's, and the Forest Service has tons. Well, we're just getting started on the climate change part
right.
for youth education. It's going to take a while
right.
for us to get a lot of it out. But we have a lot of information on the Forest Service. What we have on the climate change right now that's youth-related is the poster itself.
Okay. Well, yeah, Send that. I would love
it to you, and then we can talk.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, well, I have to hop off, but thank you guys so much. And, feel free to email.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have
thank
a wonderful rest of your conversation.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Okay, so are there any other questions or comments? Or go ahead.
Yeah, there's one thing that you might want to know about. It's starting 4 minutes ago. Is a live stream. The White House is releasing a major initiative on trying to find the link to it. On the public health and climate change. It's coming out today. I don't have the exact link to it right now. It's just, it just hid from me. But there's a big push. I think it's streaming right now over on the White House streaming site. So some of you guys might find it interesting.
Okay.
I'm checking. All
right.
Speak.
See if I can pull it up.
I'll send everybody the link.
Yeah, that's just, you're right. I see it.
Yeah, it says it begins
okay,
shortly, I guess.
At 2:35.
Yeah, I guess it says 1:30 today,
shortly.
But it still says beginning shortly.
Well, we've been at these things, Tamara. They, they never actually start what they say they're going to, and they never end what they say they're going to.
That's true.
Okay,
are there any other questions, comments, thoughts people would like to discuss? Or we can people can tune into this White House event, and we can talk next week.
Hey, thank
you.
Can I ask
a quick
question?
Okay. Last one.